Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is Tuesday, May 20th. Hope you're having a great morning. Have you ever heard the expression, truth and time go hand in hand? If you give a story enough time, the truth of that story or the falsehood of that story will come to the surface. Why? Because truth and time go hand in hand. There's a passage in the Old Testament, 1 Kings chapter 22. It's a passage about Ahab, wicked King Ahab. He's king of Israel, the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes that split off from the southern kingdom, the two tribes known as the kingdom of Judah. And Jehoshaphat, who is king of Judah, he comes to pal around with Ahab. And Ahab said, will you go up with me against our enemies, against the king of Aram? And Jehoshaphat said, yeah, I'll do that. He said, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. I'm in it to win it with you, King Ahab. And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire first for the Lord, for the word of the Lord. So the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, shall I go up against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I refrain? And they said, go up, for the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. But they were false prophets, and Jehoshaphat sensed that, and he said, is there not yet a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there is one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. Why? Because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah. But Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, bring quickly Micaiah, son of Imlah. Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, were sitting each on his throne, arrayed in their robes at the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Then Zedekiah, the son of Kenanana, made horns of iron for himself and said, thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Arameans until they are consumed. And all the prophets were prophesying thus, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. But then here comes Micaiah. And the messenger said to Micaiah, please let your word be like the word of one of these prophets and speak favorably. But Micaiah said, as the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that will I speak. When he came to the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we go up to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we refrain? And he said to him, no doubt sarcastically, oh, by all means, go up and succeed, and the Lord will give it into the hand of the king. And the king sensed his sarcasm. And the king said to him, how many times must I adjure you to speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord? So Micaiah said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord says, these have no master. Let each of them return to his house in peace. Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? And Micaiah said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab to go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said this while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said to him, how? And he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Then he, God, said, you are to entice him and also prevail. Go and do so. Now, therefore, Micaiah said, "Behold, the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all these your prophets, and the Lord has proclaimed disaster against you." Then Zedekiah, the son of Kenanana, came near and struck Micaiah on the cheek and said, "How did the spirit of the Lord pass from me to speak to you?" And Micaiah said, "Behold, you shall see on that day when you enter an inner room to hide yourself." Then the king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah and return him to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, 'Thus says the king, put this man in prison and feed him sparingly with bread and water until I return safely.'" And Micaiah said, "If you indeed return safely, the Lord has not spoken by me." And he said, "Listen, all you people. Given enough time, the truth will come out." Now, did Ahab return safely? No, he was killed in battle, just like Micaiah told him was going to happen. Truth and time go hand in hand. Listen, we've been trying to discern the truth as it relates to what's going on in our government, what has gone on in our government. We know that there's a lot of fake news that's being perpetrated on America. We've seen it. It's been exposed as fake news. The biggest fake news, as some have said, Bill O'Reilly's called it the biggest scandal ever foisted upon the American people, is the fact that President Joe Biden was sharp as a tack and with it and making decisions and leading our country. And that has been shown to be false. And people have come out and said, "Well, we had no idea that this was going on. The White House wasn't telling us this was going on." Well, let me just say, as the news broke just the other day, that Joe Biden has stage 4 prostate cancer. We wish him well. We wish God would bring healing to Joe Biden. We don't wish anything ill on him or on his family. You know, we do have those on the left who have called for the assassination of Donald Trump. Madonna has thought, as she said, "I've thought very seriously about blowing up the White House." Johnny Depp was talking about the assassination of President Trump. Kathy Griffin, some years ago, he held up a bloody head of Donald Trump, the severed head of Donald Trump. James Comey, he posted 8647. What a wonderful thought. And so they've been very outspoken about the fact that they would love to see Donald Trump dead and assassinated. Well, people on the right, Christians on the right, we don't want that for Donald Trump, obviously for Donald Trump, but we don't want that for Barack Obama. We don't want that for Nancy Pelosi. We don't want that for Bill and Hillary Clinton. We definitely don't want that for Joe Biden. We can disagree with a person. We can say this person is not honest. They're not trustworthy. But we want that person to come to know Christ. Hunter Biden might not be the Boy Scout that the left would present him as, but we want him to come to know Jesus. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who is obviously a gangbanger. What do we want for him? We don't want to see him die. We want to see him come to Christ. We want that for everybody, especially our leaders in government. We want a real, genuine salvation experience for Donald Trump. We want that for Elon Musk. We want that for Tulsi Gabbard. We want that for Kash Patel. We want that for all those who are in positions of authority. But now, when it comes to the cover-up that is being exposed, well, we want those people to be held accountable. Truth and time go hand in hand. So you no doubt have heard about the leaked audio that came from special counsel Robert Hur. This was a meeting that he had with Joe Biden over a couple of days, and in February of 2024. And he called Joe Biden a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. Well, this was the audio that was leaked so that you can hear it for yourself.
We were living in Chambers Road, and there were documents related to the Penn Biden Center or the Biden, or the cancer photo shot, or your book. Where did you keep papers that related to those things that you were actively working on?
So he's asking Biden a question.
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18 area?
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. And so it was, and by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president. They're not a mean thing to say, but he just thought.
Well, that was him rambling, and he said this was the time that his son was deployed or had cancer. His son, Beau, died in 2015, May 30th of 2015, and the time period they're talking about is 2017-2018. He doesn't know what, you know, he can't put time periods together. That's a pretty serious issue, and that's a very telling audio leak of what went on. Now, when it came to this this report from Robert Hur, special counsel, you had people on the left, Kamala Harris and others, very upset at that. And let me see if this clip. Here it is.
Many American people have been watching, and they have expressed concerns about your age.
That is your judgment. That is your judgment. That is not the judgment of the press.
So the way that the president's demeanor in that report was characterized could not be more wrong on the facts.
When you are the first special counsel in history not to indict anybody, there is pressure to criticize and to make, you know, statements that maybe as you wouldn't make.
Flatly wrong. It is inappropriate. It is gratuitous.
So those were the, Karine Jean-Pierre was the last one, Kamala Harris and Biden upset about it. Hey, you know, who says that? They're wrong. Well, obviously they weren't wrong. And Jake Tapper is now coming out saying, hey, we weren't told the truth about what was going on in the White House. Here was Kamala Harris talking about Joe Biden before things really came to light.
Can you say that you were honest with the American people about what you saw in those moments with President Biden as you were with him again and again, repeatedly in that time?
Of course. Joe Biden is an extremely accomplished, experienced, and capable in every way that anyone would want if they're president.
And you never saw anything like what happened at the debate night behind closed doors with him?
It was a bad debate. People have bad debates.
Should he?
He is absolutely.
But that's the reason why you're here, and he's not running for the top of the ticket.
Well, you'd have to ask him if that's the only reason why.
What do you think?
I am running for president of the United States. I speak with not only sincerity, but with a real firsthand account of watching him do this work. I have no reluctance in saying that. No, of course I don't.
Well, that was Kamala Harris when she was running for president and took over because Joe Biden had to drop out. And she said she'd been with him. And, you know, he's sharp, he's smart, he's on top of his game. Well, that does not seem to be true. And truth and time go hand in hand. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we're talking about this, which seems to be a big cover-up. When we come back, we're going to welcome my good friend Rick Scarborough to the program, and Rick is no stranger to Real Truth for Today, so we'll be right back after the break.
How about this? Some actual good news on the healthcare front, even as costs just keep skyrocketing. So if you're 65 or older, MediShare now offers MediShare 65 Plus. Call them. You can talk to them about this. A lot of people are taking advantage of this now because even if you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are out-of-pocket things, deductibles and copays that just keep going up. And the whole point is to help you by giving you a low, consistent monthly payment that fills in the gaps. In fact, I can tell you how much MediShare 65 Plus is. For example, it's $99 a month up to age 75. It keeps costs under control. That helps with peace of mind. MediShare is trusted too. It's been around for 30 years, and it's a community of people who help each other. Business owners, retirees, pastors, teachers, people love being part of it. Here's the number you can call now. They are easy to talk to. Call 833-45-BIBLE. That's 833-45-BIBLE, 833-45-BIBLE.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, I wanted to make you aware of our trips to Israel and Greece in 2026. We're going in March. It's usually a beautiful time of the year to go in terms of the weather. And we're excited to go back to Israel for like our 27th or 28th time. And take a group of folks who want to see the land where Jesus walked. That's in March. And also in March, my sons Wesley and Walker are leading a tour to Greece and to what we call the Footsteps of Paul tour. Those are going to be back-to-back. So if you want to do both, you're welcome to do both. Again, Israel and Greece, two separate trips in March of 2026. For all the information, go to wildmangroup.com, WILDMONgroup.com.
Dr. Ligon Duncan from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
You don't even have to go to passages like John 17, 17 and Matthew 5, 17 to 19 and the John passage where Jesus says the scripture cannot be broken. You don't have to go to any of those passages to see Jesus' authority of scripture. You just have to look at how he talks about scripture and how he uses scripture in polemics against the Pharisees. And of course, it comes out in his engagement with Satan in the wilderness in Matthew chapter 4. Satan makes a suggestion, and how does he answer? Jesus answers with, "It is written. It is written. It is written." And he quotes Moses to Satan three times. So you really see Jesus' authority, his view of the authority of the Bible in those polemics.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about time and truth. Truth and time, time and truth. Hey, given enough time, the truth will always come out. You know, King David committed a terrible sin with Bathsheba, and then he compounded that sin of adultery by taking Bathsheba's husband, Uriah the Hittite, and effectively having him killed with the sword of the sons of Ammon, put him in the fiercest part of the battle and withdraw, all because he was trying to cover up his sin. And then after the time of mourning, he took Bathsheba as his wife, and then she gave birth. And anybody that had two eyes and half a brain could do the math and say, wait a minute. When did that was that baby born, and where was Uriah the Hittite? And obviously, that's not his child. And you know, the Bible says that he who covers his transgression will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. If you try and cover up your sin, God will uncover it, because truth and time go hand in hand. Now, to help me with this important conversation and what's going on in our country with ex-President Joe Biden and now his cancer diagnosis, which seems to come out of left field, stage 4 prostate cancer, which doesn't make sense at all. I mean, we feel for the guy, we hurt for the guy, we pray for the guy. But how in the world is this just now coming to light? Well, to help me with this conversation is my good friend, Dr. Rick Scarborough, the president and founder of Recover America. So, Rick, When you hear these guys on television, these news anchors from the legacy media and other people in the White House act like, well, we didn't know that, Joe Biden was diminished in any way. There was no evidence of that. How in the world can somebody say that with a straight face?
Well, you know, power and position are great influencers, and men, once they attain it, especially those who attain it with a lie, they're not quick to give it up, but they're fighting an impossible fight, because God, who is the essence of truth, Jesus said of himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Finally, they're opposing God, and God never loses. So they're fighting a winless war, but they're going to fight it, because power and position are that powerful of an influence on human nature without God.
Well, Rick, so here's what really doesn't make sense to me is why people, so if I'm a Democrat, I've been a lifelong Democrat, and I realize, I mean, my eyes are open that, hey, you lied to me. You told me this guy was top notch, you know, sharp as a tack. And then I hear this leaked audio where he doesn't even know what year it is. Why would they continue to believe anything that Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or Hakeem Jeffries or any of those people, Elizabeth Warren, any of them say from this point forward?
My response to that, Jeff, is I'm not surprised by it. These are the same people who have aborted 63 million babies over my lifetime. These are the same people that have lied about political issues my whole life, and so their father is the chief of all liars, the prince of lies, and they've taken on the attributes of their father. I'm not surprised by it at all. God help us is all I can say, and God help us if the church doesn't arise to this. This is time now for the people of God to finally shake off their slumber and awaken to the crisis America's in, or we lose America. If we let this go unpunished and unaddressed, then we are just like them, and we will pay with the ultimate price.
Well, Rick, what did you make of the news that Joe Biden has stage 4 prostate cancer, when we were told by his doctor, Kevin O'Connor, that he was in great shape?
Well, it hurts. It hurts for the family. I suffer with him on that. And I've known many men who've contracted cancer, but there again, they're lying and obscuring the truth is coming back to haunt them, because had this cancer been treated early, most men don't die of the cancer of the prostate. They die of natural causes because it moves so slowly, but hiding it and the failure to acknowledge that he had it and treat it has been a serpent that is bitten now. And my heart hurts for the family. It hurts for the suffering that Joe Biden is now going to face. And I am praying for him. But this revelation, again, doesn't surprise me. They knew he had it. They hid it, lied about it. And now he's paying the price for that. God help him. It would be wonderful if through this man would repent of his sin, acknowledge his failures, repent, and perhaps even lead the whole country into revival. I pray he finds Jesus, because the Christ I know requires righteousness, and this man has. You know, I'm asking the question: Who's been using the auto pen to sign laws? Who's been running a country for the last six years? Who is, you know, how do we get this far down the track and not seek a remedy? It's because we have, it's because the left has been, it is a party of lies, and it's now being exposed for what they are.
Okay, Rick, so let me play the other side against you right now and say, well, what if Donald Trump started to have mental decline? How do you think the the White House and his administration would handle that? You think they would cover it up and say, oh, no, he's fine, and just start limiting his time before reporters? How do you think that would work?
I think that some would try that, but I think there are enough righteous people close to him, they wouldn't let it stand. Mike Johnson's been a friend of mine for a long time, and he was a godly attorney way before he got involved in politics. I don't think he would ever let that stand. I may be proved to be a liar. I may be proved to be ignorant and just naive. But those who know Christ who are in government, they have migrated toward the Republican Party. And I don't believe that they would allow that to stand. I believe that they would demand that he step down, and they would move J.D. Vance up to presidency, and would find Mike then elevated to the vice president, and the other constitutional appointed persons in the chain of command would simply move up. I don't believe, in my heart of hearts, that all the Republicans would go along with the cover-up.
Now, in Ronald Reagan, toward the end of his presidency, where do you think he was mentally?
I think he was in decline, but it wasn't the kind of serious decline that has shipwrecked Joe Biden. All of us are prone to start losing our quickness as we get older. I'm 75 years old, and I'm finding myself having to struggle to remember names. And I've often laughed and said it takes two people to get old. That's why I've stayed married for 54 years. I start a sentence, my wife will finish it. But so I'm sympathetic. And all men do face that, women as well, but it doesn't have to. If you're not willing to admit that there's a decline and compensate for it, you'll find yourself building a web of lies that you can't get out of.
Well, okay, so one of the things that was very striking with Ronald Reagan is his love affair with his sweet wife, Nancy. And they really did love each other, and she took such good care of him, and she protected him in those really seriously declining years. She would not allow him to be interviewed. She wouldn't allow him to be on camera or any of those things. When you compare that to how Jill Biden has been pushing her husband out there, they just went on The View, and he was having difficulty. She has to be there for him, you know, kind of like his mother, to answer the questions for him. Man, how do you think a wife would justify doing that?
I hate to be redundant, but once again, I think she relished the power, the position. She craved the attention more than he did, and certainly as much as he did. And I think everybody around Joe was receiving benefit from elevating him and keeping him in office. It wasn't until it became until it got so bad they couldn't cover it up, and the book started coming out, that they began retracting and backing up, and some still aren't. I heard his former spokesperson on the air this week defending him up to the very end, that he was sharp and he was capable, and she never saw him with anything but a brilliant mind and his full faculties, and that is simply provably not true.
Right.
But they hang on to it. That's he's the cash cow. Everybody around him was making a fortune off of his presidency.
Okay, so Kamala Harris, moving forward in her political career, you know, it's been speculated that she's going to try and become the next governor of California. How does her doubling down on Biden's mental acuity and sharpness in the decision room and all this that she continues to you know, state, how does that affect her moving forward?
Well, it certainly will be an impediment, but she can't decline because she hasn't been high enough intellectually to decline. I've never thought of her as a smart person. There's evidence that she has slept her way to the top, that she had affairs along the way, and she's capitalized on her biracial appearance and the added strength that gave to her resume, but I do not think, I think she's going nowhere. She won't be the next governor of California, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not. I agree with you. I didn't think she was a good candidate. I don't think she's a very, smart person. She doesn't come across that way. Is right. Very intelligent and able. I mean, she's word salad, and she has a degree in law, obviously, but that doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot when it comes to being wise and thinking quickly on your feet. You know, one of our mutual friends, Mike Huckabee, who is the ambassador to Israel, one of the things about Mike is that he is so good on his feet. He's so good in an interview because he thinks so quickly, and he's very, very articulate. And that goes a long way in politics.
Yes, it does. No, in fact, it's a necessity to be successful because you're constantly being attacked by those who hate you and want to discredit you. So I think it's an absolute necessity in terms of attributes. If you can run for higher office or assume a place of great leadership in a country. And these folks on the left, they compensate by covering up. And I hope, finally, that we have a Justice Department with enough strength that we have the right people in the right places so that some of these people can be called to an account because they're quick to prosecute those on the right who make a misstep, but we have been woefully slow in holding them accountable. It seems that the left is never held accountable. This stunt pulled by Comey recently, where he took a picture of a set of seashells that basically said kill the president, and then turned around and denied that he'd done it. I'm not so sure he didn't put them there, to be honest. I've never seen anything like that just laying on the beach. And now he's in full denial, and it's already left the front page. I wonder if anything will be done about it.
Well, you know, in those situations, Rick, you either present yourself as an incompetent. I mean, you were the head of the FBI, and you don't know what that means to 86 somebody. I mean, most people know what that means, especially yes. Somebody in law enforcement, or you come across as a total fraud. So you're on the horns of a dilemma. Either side looks bad. Either I'm an incompetent or I'm a liar, or maybe in some of these cases, you're both an incompetent liar. Let me switch gears on you, Rick, with the time we have remaining.
Right.
Let's talk about the big, beautiful bill that Donald Trump is talking about. It looked like it was dead, and now it's back to life. What do you see? I'm assuming you're for this bill.
I am because I trust our president and his business savvy. I can understand why Chip Roy and some of these guys are opposed to it because it seems like we're never going to finally tackle inflation, or I should say tackle overspending, which causes inflation. But they have to get something in place that forestalls the failure of our economy. And Donald Trump, once again, has demonstrated leadership. When that thing was faltering, he went to the Hill. He met with these men. He made it clear what had to happen in order for them to move forward. With just a four or five vote majority, every Republican had to vote for it. And he exercised leadership. He's the definition of leadership, and got this bill out of the morgue and back on pace to be passed. And I fully believe that his tariffs are going to work, that he's going to end up raising an enormous amount of income for the country. And we're going to see before he gets out of the presidency that deficit spending end, and we'll begin to chip away at the debt. If we don't, we die. We can't survive overspending for the rest of the life of the country. And we're getting close now where the interest alone takes every penny we can raise in revenue. Donald Trump is a businessman. He understands that that's got to be addressed, and this is the first step in his plan to address that. So I simply recognize that as an example of his leadership and his willingness to expend capital to get something done.
Amen. Dr. Rick Scarborough, the president and founder of Recover America. Rick, thanks so much for being my guest, and I appreciate you, my brother. God bless you. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Truth and time go hand in hand. We'll be right back.
At Wesley Biblical Seminary, we believe God is raising up a movement across our nation and around the world who hold fast to the inerrancy of Scripture and the hope of holiness. We do this through bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees, certificate programs, and even training for lay people. So whatever your next step is in being equipped for ministry, we're here for you. And if you believe these are the kind of pastors we need leading churches in the future, we invite you to think about giving to Wesley Biblical Seminary. Learn more about us at wbs.edu.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
Do you believe in the absolute inerrancy of God's holy word? Do you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit to radically change lives and empower us to live like Christ? At Wesley Biblical Seminary, we believe God is raising up a movement of people across our nation and across the world who hold fast to the authority of the Bible and the hope of holiness. We are working today to equip tomorrow's pastors and Christian leaders through biblical and theological education in practical ministry that's accredited, affordable, online, and highly personal. Our programs include undergraduate, master's, and doctoral degrees, certificate programs, and even training for lay people. So whatever your next step is in being equipped for ministry, we're here for you. And if you believe these are the kinds of pastors we need leading our churches in the future, we invite you to learn more about partnering with us through giving. Learn more about Wesley Biblical Seminary by visiting us at wbs.edu today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Claire from Trinity Debt Management. I'm a counselor, and the reason that I love working for Trinity is because I get to help folks with one of the hardest problems a family can face, and that's financial difficulties. In this day and age, everything is going up. You have higher utilities, higher grocery bills, higher fuel, and those credit card interest rates have gone up as well. We can help you with that. We can help you get lower interest rates, lower monthly payments. In just a few minutes, we put together a plan that gets you out of debt and keeps you out of debt. I love my job. It's a great program and a very smart way to find debt relief.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-788-1813.
I'm Claire, a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-788-1813.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight on American Family Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time. Love for you to tune in, and love for you to pick up a copy of my brand new book that just released last Tuesday. It's called The Devil's Newsroom. You can find it on Amazon or go to thedevilsnewsroom.com. All the proceeds from the book go to From His Heart Ministries to further the outreach of From His Heart Ministries, and I am a volunteer and a generous supporter of From His Heart Ministries. Well, we're opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. We've been talking about truth and time. They go hand in hand. If you give a story enough time, you will see if it's true or if it's false. And obviously, things are coming out about Joe Biden's presidency, that he wasn't all there, that he was mentally declining, the things that we saw with incoherent speeches and wandering off and things like that. We were told by the White House and by Democrat officials, no, he's fine, sharp as a tack. The media anchors, Joe Scarborough, this is the best version of Joe Biden we've ever seen, and I've known him for all this time, and he's just great, and blah, blah, blah. Well, obviously, that's not true. And, you know, don't believe your eyes, believe what we tell you. And so if you have a question or comment about that, I'd love to hear from you, 888-589-8840. But I do want to get this in. So on Sunday night, the Liberty Flames, their girls softball team, stunned number one Texas A&M in the winner-take-all finals of the Bryan College Station Regional. And Liberty won the girls 6-5 on Sunday night at Davis Diamond to punch the Lady Flames' first ticket to the NCAA Super Regionals. Well, I'm a big fan of Liberty University. I'm a big fan of Don DeCostin, the president there. Tim Lee is a good friend. He's on their board and others that make that school such a wonderful place. But I wanted to play the clip that was on social media of Liberty, the girls' softball team, praying after their victory. Listen to this.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for this day, God. I praise you for every single girl in this circle, for everyone that made this possible, God. I thank you for the talent that you blessed us with. And more importantly, God, we just praise you that we're able to reflect it back to you and give you all the honor and you all the glory because you're the one who deserves it, God. Amen. I just thank you for the relationship that we get to have with you, for the redemption in Jesus Christ. And I just pray that the world can know that. And I just pray that over anyone who's injured, Father, heal their bodies, give them the strength as we continue on in this tournament, Father. Let us make your name known because you are great. You are deserving of all the praise, God, and we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just love that prayer, and I do pray that God would use those girls to make his name known and he would bless them as they move forward in the super regionals that they're going to in girls softball. So, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. We have Debbie on the line from Arizona. Debbie, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi. Hi, Pastor. Thank
Hi.
You. And praise those girls. It makes you realize that there are young people coming up behind us that love the Lord and mm-hmm. and God's hands in their hands. We're in good hands.
Amen.
The question I had, or maybe not a question, just a comment. I haven't heard mention that President Biden had all these COVID shots and boosters and all of that. And I have heard from some doctors, you know, on commenting on radio and on television that the cancers that they've seen are like on steroids, some of them, if people
oh, yeah.
have had that COVID shot. And I'm just curious if anybody's mentioned that because I haven't heard it. Wouldn't it be interesting to look at that?
Yeah, I haven't heard that either. I did see somebody posing that question, but, you know, it's hard to know when, you know, the guys are pushing the shot, and it's like, well, have you gotten it? And sometimes you don't get a straight answer. But, yeah, they're talking about these cancers that just take off in a person because they had the COVID shots. And so that's a good question, Debbie. Now, according to AI, Grok 3, Joe Biden has received at least 6 COVID-19 vaccine doses. He got the first one. He's gotten Pfizer. First one was December 21st of 2020. And his last booster was September 22nd of 2023. So those turbo cancers, I think that's what they're calling them. That could very well be playing into this situation with this prostate cancer. You know, it is, as the doctors have said, you know, the cancer to get outside of the prostate, that takes time. And so it's kind of unheard of that you would go from you're fine, you're fine, you're fine to you have stage 4 prostate cancer that has gotten out of the prostate and into your bones. I had a good friend of mine who was a medical doctor, Dr. Mark Barhorst. He gave his testimony on the program with his son, Clayton Barhorst. And he had prostate cancer. He knew he had it, and he waited too long for whatever reason. You know, sometimes doctors can be the worst patients. For whatever reason, he waited too long to treat it, and it got outside of the prostate and ended up taking his life. And I was privileged to be able to do his funeral. But, you know, it's one of those things that it wasn't, you know, like, wow, I didn't know I had this. He knew he had it. A simple PSA test, which almost every guy I know has that done. You know, you go and get a physical and they are going to test your blood. It seems like they would know that. And so his doctor, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, who has been his Biden's doctor from 2021 to 2025, and also his doctor when he was VP from 2009 to 2017, it really makes you wonder, okay, are you telling us the truth that he was fine, or are you lying? Or the other, you know, the horns of a dilemma, either you're incompetent or you're a liar. Because if I had a doctor that didn't know I had prostate cancer, even though, you know, it's stage four, I would think, good grief, you know, where did you get your degree? Because you should have picked up on this. As one medical doctor said, this is medical malpractice if a guy has stage four prostate cancer and you've been treating him all these years and giving him a clean bill of health. So you bring up a good point, Debbie. I don't know. We'll have to see. You know, they don't want that to be the case. You know, mainstream media will tell us, CDC will tell us, all these government agencies will tell us that, no, the shots are good and great. You need to get them, and you need to get them for your kids and for your babies. And I don't know anybody who regrets not getting the COVID shot.
Anything? Yeah, my daughter had a friend that died on her 26th birthday from what her doctor said. It was kidney. She got cancer of the kidney, and she was dead with less than a year. And her doctor said, I've never, ever seen a cancer that moved as fast. He's the one where I heard that saying that he said it looked like her cancer was on steroids. And, yeah. He was a kidney doctor. Oncologist, and we lost our little girl. Her name was Bree, on her 26th birthday.
Oh, that's horrible.
But you know, she listened to Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
And the president.
You know, here's the thing. So doctors are human beings. Doctors can they can be wrong in their prognosis. They can look at data and say, okay, well, you need to do X. And they can do that from a good heart and a heart that wants to help their patient. And even though what they're wanting to see happen doesn't happen that way, and they're like, uh-oh, I was wrong, that's way different than somebody that's a blatant liar. Somebody that knows this won't work, but I'm going to do it anyway. I saw a docudrama about a doctor that was replacing people's esophaguses. I guess that's how you say it, the plural. But he would replace the esophagus, and he was touted as this innovative surgeon. Well, he was doing something that he knew wouldn't work, and he would put in these, do these surgeries and take out the person's esophagus and put it in this plastic synthetic one that just caused them all kinds of problems, where their life was a living hell until they finally died. And that guy knew that it didn't work, and yet he still did the surgery. And then once the surgery went bad, he would be incognito. Somebody like that is you're evil. You're hurting people. You are like Dr. Death, that the neurologist in the Dallas area that was performing surgeries on people and hurting them. He wasn't helping them. He was hurting them. And even his best friend, he made him a quadriplegic in a wheelchair after he had his surgery, or paraplegic. It was just terrible and awful. So those guys are going to have to answer to God one day for those actions. But I appreciate the call, Debbie, and appreciate you bringing that up. We have Greg on the line from Mississippi. Greg, welcome to Real Truth for today.
Hey, Pastor Jill, appreciate you taking my call. I was here on the carport, been working in the yard this morning, and I'm telling you what, you've got me fired up. I've always heard of Pastor Jeff, you know, right, and I didn't really believe it, but now it's kind of coming to fruition. Right wing, left wing, same bird. They all knew. They all knew. I mean, you know, the only things the Republicans done, they just grandstand in political size, the issue, and, you know, but nobody took it. They all knew. We all know who's behind him. I mean, you got Barack Hussein Obama up there living in Washington. Mm-hmm. I mean, his inner circles the human resource, the internal affairs, they're all Barack Obama people.
Right.
I mean, what does that take? And one other thing, if I could, brother, you know, I played college football at a high level. Frank Beamer played for him in Kentucky. Should have went on, but anyway, another story. But anyway, not one time in my lifetime, and I played basketball, football, baseball, set records, national records. Not one time have I ever went from to the elementary to the junior high and tried to tell the big boys what to do, or went from junior high to high school. You follow me? I didn't go in there going rude, rude. They'd have knocked me out of the gym or off the field. So mm-hmm. they go up there to Washington. They find out how the game's played, and they all get in line. Mm-hmm. And just we can pray, and I love, and I want my light to shine. But, you know, if somebody, you know, somebody wants to know the truth, tell them the truth.
Right. Yeah, and I get it too, you know, Greg, when you're part of a team, you know, you're going to spin things in a good light. You know, the coach doesn't come at the post game and say to, you know, to the reporters, well, you know, player X is just, he's just not very good, and we're thinking of cutting him. He's not going to say that. And so he's going to protect that guy. He's going to say, okay, well, you know, we didn't have our best game. He'll say some things. But behind closed doors, one of my staff members, Quinn Stanfield, is always talking about the term inside baseball. You know, when you're behind closed doors, you're talking about personnel issues. Well, those are not things that are going to be said publicly. And teams don't do that. Corporations don't do that. And the government can't do that either. And so you're going to spin things in a good way. You know, you're not trying to just destroy somebody. But at the same time, you don't have to lie. You just have to, you know, this person, we thought it best that they move on. It's better for them. It's better for us. And this wasn't a good fit or whatever. I mean, you don't have to be vindictive. You don't have to be, you know, super critical in public. But you can't lie. And I like, you know, when you see Jesus, how people would ask him questions. Jesus didn't always answer every question. Jesus didn't answer Herod a word. Herod asked him a lot of questions. He did talk to Pilate. He didn't talk to Herod. And oftentimes when the religious leaders were questioning him, he didn't respond to that. And they said, do you make no answer? And they said, I adjure you by the living God, tell us, are you the Son of God? And he said, yes, I am. But he didn't answer all their questions. And so sometimes we can just dismiss questions and say, you know, no comment. Don't want to answer that. It wouldn't be prudent, to quote George W. Bush, wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. And that can be a legit answer. But blatantly lying, being the press secretary, as Karine Jean-Pierre was, and blatantly lying to cover up your president's inconsistencies, inabilities, that's just wrong. And I realize that when you're the spokesperson for the president, you're in a tough spot if he does something that is indefensible. What do you say? Well, what you don't say is a lie. You maybe don't answer. You maybe say, hey, I defer that to him. You need to ask him that directly. But you don't lie. Because there are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue. Number two on the list of seven. And then he says it again. A false witness who utters lies. And one who spreads strife among brothers. So number two on the hate list. Number six on the hate list is lying. God hates lying. Why? Because God is truth. The devil is a liar and the father of lies. And you're never more like the devil than when you're telling a lie. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. It's always a joy to be with you. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow as we talk to Sean McDowell in his brand new book. So go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you. And God will use you as his witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.